Hello, Life Group leaders. This is Kevin Homer, and welcome to this month's LeaderCast. Today, we are going to be taking a look at how life groups can be on mission. As you know, at LifePoint, we take missions seriously. In fact, one of our core values is reaching priority, which means we do whatever it takes to reach the one. That we identify our one, that we regularly pray for our one, and we engage with intentionality to reach our one. In Acts 1:8, Jesus states, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." If you notice in this verse, Jesus mentions three areas which begin locally in Jerusalem, then extend more regionally to Judea and Samaria, and then goes beyond that to all around the world. At LifePoint, we also think about missions locally, regionally, and around the world, and our life groups play a critical role with encouraging people to be on mission. First, let's take a look at what it looks like for our life groups to be on mission locally. Within local missions, there are two primary ways in which every one of us can be involved missionally. First, everyone who is in Christ should have at least one person he or she is trying to share the gospel with. As a life group, it is important to take some time, at least once a term, for everyone to provide an update on their one, and to pray for both the people who are sharing the gospel and for those who they are trying to reach. It's also important as a life group leader to be aware that not everyone in a life group is a Christian, so some people may not be ready to share the gospel, and that is totally fine. Simply encourage them to continue to learn more about Jesus and to invite someone to come to church with them on Sunday or to come to your life group. The second way our life groups can be on mission locally is to serve as a group at a local mission. Every life group should be partnered with a local mission and serve at that mission at least once a term. If you are leading a new group or a multiplied group, this is a great opportunity to allow the group to decide which local mission they would like to partner with. If you're having trouble deciding which mission to work with, you can go to our missions page on the LifePoint website and select the button called Serve the City, and you will see a list of local missions that have already been vetted to ensure your group is partnering with a local mission who is doing great work for the community and are intentional about sharing the gospel. Moving from being on mission locally to regionally, did you know that each LifePoint campus has a regional mission partnership that your group can partner with and be praying for? At our Delaware campus, we support two churches regionally, Journey Point in Denver, Colorado, and Grace Church in Harrison, Ohio. If you would like to learn more about your campus's regional partners, contact your campus missions director, and they can provide you in ways in which your life group can help. And last but not least, our life groups can be on mission globally. As we are coming out of COVID, our LifePoint missions team is working hard at relaunching our global missions. Your campus missions director will be able to provide more details as information becomes available and plans are being finalized. Going on a global mission with your life group is an amazing experience. So be sure to share with your group as our international missions open back up. Also, there's another way in which life groups can actively support in international missions, and that is by adopting a missionary. The mission field can be a very lonely place, and as a life group, you can commit to supporting, encouraging, and praying for an international missionary who is connected to LifePoint Church. In thinking about our core value of reaching priority, we want to be reaching our one, reaching our community, reaching our country, and reaching the nations. We are so grateful for you life group leaders because you are actively involved in helping the people in your group to take their next steps in being on mission. Until next time, this is Kevin Hover with this month's LeaderCast.